Let's go on and talk about developing a powerful sales personality. We know that personality is more important than product knowledge, it's more important than skills, it's more important than the product, that there are people who are selling well with a highly competitive product in a depressed market, there are people who are selling poorly by an exclusive product in a buoyant market, and we know that almost all of it has to do with personality. The characteristics or the psychological makeup of the superior salesman are about 8 or 9 qualities. Number one, they have high levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. Without self-confidence, it's impossible to be successful in selling. And let me tell you just one more thing about that, is that the more you like yourself, the more you like others. The more you like others, the more confidence they have in you. We always feel better about the recommendations of someone who we feel likes us than we do about the recommendations of somebody whom we're not sure about. We always choose to buy from people who we feel like us and care about us, and the more you like yourself and care about yourself, the more successful you'll be in your relationships with others. Number two is that the high-performing salesperson accepts 100% responsibility for their results. In a study done in New York some years ago, they found a very interesting thing. They found the top 3% in every sales field looked upon themselves as self-employed. I ask this question many times in courses. I say, is there anybody here who is self-employed? And I find some people put up their hands and some people don't. And then I stop and I say, the biggest mistake that we can ever make in our lives is to ever think that we work for anybody but ourselves. Because we are always self-employed. We are personal services corporations, and we just simply sell our services to other people. If we have our own business, then of course we have even more control, but we are always self-employed. I am always astonished when people say, well, I won't take that training unless my company sends me to it. They don't realize that it is their company, that every single bit of training that they take, every book that they read, every single thing they learn is an investment in themselves that makes themselves more valuable. So always accept ourselves as self-employed and look upon every single thing that we accomplish or don't accomplish as our own responsibility. John T. Malloy, in his book Live for Success, said the two characteristics that determine the difference between winners and losers are simply these, is that winners always accept full responsibility for everything that happens to them. He says losers never do. He says losers always make excuses. I think it was somebody said that the disease of excusitis, the inflammation of the excuse-making gland, is invariably fatal to success. And you can tell the winners because the winners are always looking for a way to deal with the challenges that they're facing, and the losers are always making excuses for it to avoid dealing with it. And the second requirement that Malloy identified was that winners work damn hard. He says winners always work far harder than losers. Losers intend to work hard, and they say that they work hard, and they even complain about how hard they work, but they don't really work very hard at all. When they follow them around, they find they work at about 30 to 40% effectiveness, if that. But winners get there early, they work late, they work through their lunch hours, they work through their coffee breaks, they work in the evenings, they study on the weekends, they take extra courses. Winners are absolutely determined to win, and they are willing to pay the price. Losers do not understand that, or if you like, never learn it. Number three, the top salesperson has above average ambition and desire to sell. We know that it is impossible, and this is the Harvard study, by the way, ambition and desire seem to underlie all success in selling. They have the intense desire. They want to win. They want to be successful. They have a burning commitment to be successful, and they will not let anything put them off. The unsuccessful people say, well, if I can make enough to pay my bills, that'll be all right. If I can just earn enough to get through this month, if I can just get one sale, that'll be fine. A study done by another insurance company in the East not long ago, they found an interesting thing. They found that every year they had a contest in November. At the contest in November, the people who won got 2 weeks in the Caribbean as a bonus. And everybody who qualified, you could do just a certain quota that you had to get to. And the quota was about 35 to 40% above the average for the year. Every year in November, salespeople really, really went out and blew their brains out, and a tremendous number of them qualified for that 2 weeks in the sun. They went back and they studied and they found a very interesting thing, that the average salesperson was selling 3 policies a week. And that in the contest period, they simply increased it to 4 policies a week. And they went back and they talked to many of these salespeople, and they pointed out that if they made just a little bit of extra effort, they could be in that prize-winning category all year long instead of just in November. And that this translated over a 40-year career. Say you started selling when you were 25 and you sold till you were 65. It translated, one extra sale a week translated into 10 extra years of income. 10 extra years of income by selling one more sale a week over the 3 that they were doing. Absolutely staggering, isn't it? In other words, you would have an extra 10 years of income, but you would have it now rather than then, which is where we want it. So the ambition, the desire to sell is very important. Sometimes people come up to me and say, I have no ambition. I say to them, I'm very, very sorry, because there's no hope for you if you have no ambition. You don't have any ambition, there's nothing that anybody can do for you. I say some people have to be followers and some people have to be leaders, and I guess you were born to be a follower. But ambition is absolutely critical.